英検2級過去6回全問題集 CD2 2015年度第3回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Brian, I didn't see you in Chinese class yesterday. We had to hand in our class projects. What happened?
Well, my grandfather had to go to the hospital suddenly.
I'm sorry to hear that. How's he doing now?
The doctor says he's going to be okay. He just needs to get some rest.
Question. Why didn't Brian attend class? Number 2.
Excuse me, I think I've been given the wrong seat.
Let me see. Well, your ticket says 33A.
But this is a window seat. When I checked in, I asked for an aisle seat.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'll check with some of the other passengers to see if someone will change seats with you. Question. Where is this conversation taking place? Number 3.
Welcome to Broadway Used Books. How can I help you?
Hello. Are you buying used books at the moment? I have a box of mystery novels that I'd like to sell.
Well, we have more used books than we can sell right now. We probably won't be buying any more for a few months.
Oh, that's too bad. I guess I'll try somewhere else then. Question. What does the man say about the bookstore? Number 4. Hi, Brad. How was your first date with Angela?
Not so good, Mom. We went to a restaurant and then to a movie, but she didn't help me pay for anything.
I hope she at least thanked you.
No, not once. I don't think I'll be going out with her again.
Question. What is one reason Brad did not have a very good date? Number 5. Kenny, did you enjoy your 3-day weekend away from the office?
Actually, I worked most of the weekend to finish my sales report for the meeting on Wednesday.
Didn't you hear? The meeting was moved to Friday.
What? If I'd known that, I would have taken my family to the beach.
Question. What does the woman tell Kenny? Number 6. So, I'll see you at my party tomorrow evening, Leonard. Do you remember how to get to my house?
Not really, Bianca. I'll probably get lost. Could you tell me again?
I'll send you an email with a map when I get home from school tonight.
Thanks. I'm not very good at remembering directions.
Question. What will Bianca do tonight? Number 7. Where do you want to eat tonight, honey? The Red Pelican or Minelli's Cafe?
Well, the Red Pelican has a live jazz band, but it's a lot more crowded. Minelli's Cafe isn't as nice, but it's easier to get a table.
Well, I'm really hungry. I don't feel like waiting a long time to eat.
Me neither. Let's go to Minelli's then.
Question. Why do the man and woman decide to go to Minelli's cafe? Number 8.
Hello, Benson Painters.
Hi, this is Heidi Anderson. Your workers painted my fence today. After they left, I found a jacket and some gloves in my yard.
I see. One of our painters probably forgot them. I'll ask them and call you back shortly, Ms. Anderson. Thanks for telling us.
Okay, no problem. Question. Why is Heidi Anderson calling the painting company? Number 9. Hello?
Hi, this is Stefan calling. Is Lori there?
She's just gone to the store to get something for dinner. She shouldn't be too long. I'll have her call you when she gets home.
That's okay. I'm going out with my parents, so I'll call her when I get back.
Question. What will Stefan do when he gets back? Number 10. Do you have these sandals in a size 8?
Yes, we do. Would you like to try them on? They'd really match that skirt you're wearing.
Okay, I'll try them. Could you also bring the 7.5? They might be a better fit.
Sure, I'll bring both sizes for you.
Question. What will the woman do next? Number 11. This soup is delicious, Don. It's so good you could probably sell it.
Do you really think so, Anne? I've always dreamed of opening my own restaurant.
If the rest of the dishes you cook are this good, you might have a successful business on your hands.
Well, that's the problem. I only know how to make soup. I'd need to learn how to make a variety of dishes.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the man? Number 12.
Honey, we did the river tour yesterday. What should we do today?
Well, the Sherman Tower is the tallest building in New Bellingham. We could go see that. The weather doesn't look like it's going to be very nice, though.
Maybe we could just stay here at our hotel and order room service.
That's a good idea. We're here for another week, so there's plenty of time left for sightseeing. Question. What do the man and woman decide to do today? Number 13. You went to see the doctor today, didn't you, honey?
Yeah, he gave me the medicine I needed, so that's good. But I had to wait a really long time to see him.
I'm not surprised. That clinic is always busy.
Today, it was even more crowded than usual.
Question. What was the man's problem? Number 14.
What do you think of my new haircut?
It looks great. When did you have it done?
A couple of days ago. I'm still getting used to it, but I think I like it.
That reminds me, I should go to the hairdresser's soon myself. Question. What did the man do a couple of days ago? Number 15. Excuse me, I'd like to get a library card, please.
Certainly. I'll need some ID with a photograph and your address.
Oh, I don't have any ID with me now. I'll come back this afternoon with my driver's license.
That'll be fine. We're open until 6 o'clock.
Question. What is the woman's problem?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Attention shoppers! Welcome to Westlake Supermarket!Today, we're offering a $5 coupon to any customer who registers for our free newsletter. The newsletter is sent out by email, and it has information about special discounts and new products. You can sign up at the service desk by the main entrance. Question: What is the speaker asking customers to do?Number 17.
Naomi is a university researcher, and last Friday she flew to Singapore to make a presentation. She had planned to arrive early in the morning to do some sightseeing before the conference, but her flight was delayed. She had to rush to get to the conference center on time for her presentation. Luckily, because she had prepared well, it was a success.
Question. What is one thing that happened to Naomi on Friday? Number 18. Last year, Mark started a French club in his neighborhood. Every Tuesday evening, the members meet at one of their houses to enjoy dinner and practice their French. Recently, however,Some of the members said that they will not be able to come on Tuesdays anymore. Mark is thinking about changing the meetings to Thursday evenings because everyone said they could come then. Question: What is Mark thinking about doing? Number 19.
Tonkin snub-nosed monkeys live in Vietnam. For many years, people have been hunting these monkeys for food and cutting down the forests that they live in. Because of this, there are only about 200 Tonkin snub-nosed monkeys left, and scientists are worried that they may disappear soon. Efforts are now being made to save them, and the areas they live in are being protected.
Question. What is one thing that we learn about Tonkin snub-nosed monkeys? Number 20. Sarah is looking for a new apartment. Her current apartment is large and near a nice park, but it is far from her office. She wants to move to somewhere closer to where she works.However, her office is downtown, and the apartments there are expensive. She will have to live in a small, one-bedroom apartment, but she does not mind because she wants to live somewhere more convenient. Question: What kind of apartment is Sarah looking for? Number 21.
Peter is a software engineer at a large mobile phone company. His job is to check new software for problems. He has to do many different kinds of tests and fix any errors that he finds. His job is very important because the company's products cannot be sold until all the problems have been fixed.
Question: What does Peter usually do at his company? Number 22. In 1977, a woman named Debbie Fields opened a cookie store in California called Mrs. Fields Cookies. She did not have enough money to pay for large posters or TV commercials, so she went out into the street and began giving people cookies. The free cookies attracted many customers, and her company became very successful. Today, Mrs. Fields Cookies is one of the most famous cookie brands in the United States. Question: How did Debbie Fields first attract customers to her store? Number 23.
Todd used to work as an editor at a publishing company. 2 years ago, however, he quit his job and started his own company. His new company looks for young, talented writers and publishes their novels. It has been very successful. Last year, one of its books became a bestseller, and Todd is planning to hire more staff soon.
Question: What did Todd do 2 years ago? Number 24. Welcome to Sports Night. My guest tonight is Tim Nelson, head coach of the Greenville Sharks soccer team. The Sharks are going to be playing against the Mapleton Giants in the league championships next week. But three of the Sharks' best players are injured. I'm going to talk to Tim about whether he believes that his team still has a chance of winning. Question: What will the interviewer ask Tim Nelson about? Number 25.
Michael has been dancing for 10 years. He is very good at jazz dance, and he has even won prizes in jazz dance contests. These days, he practices tap dance 3 days a week. His teacher told him he will have his first tap dance performance next month. Michael has a lot of experience as a dancer, so he is confident it will go well.
Question: Why does Michael think he will dance well in the tap dance performance? Number 26. Cocoa beans are grown in countries such as Brazil and Indonesia. They are used to make chocolate. However, many experts are worried. They say that there will not be enough cocoa beans to meet the demand for chocolate in the future. They say it is because companies are making more and more products that contain chocolate. These companies need more cocoa beans than the farmers can grow. Question: What do some experts say about cocoa beans? Number 27.
Ron is a member of a chess club, and he was planning to go to the club meeting last Saturday. However, his wife asked him if he could take care of their children that day because she had to go to work. He was disappointed about missing the chess club meeting, but he took his children to a playground, and they all had fun playing soccer together.
Question: What did Ron do last Saturday? Number 28. The Canadian capital city of Ottawa is famous for its tulips. The reason that Ottawa has so many tulips is that the Queen of the Netherlands sent a gift of 100,000 tulips to the city in 1945. The tulips were to thank Canada for helping her country during World War II. The Netherlands continues to send thousands of tulips every year, and a huge tulip festival is held every May. Question. Why does the Netherlands send tulips to the city of Ottawa? Number 29.
Thank you for coming to the Orangeville Hospital today. We're happy to see that so many people are interested in volunteering here. We need people who can greet visitors and answer phone calls while we take care of the patients. Before you start, however, you will need to take a class to learn about the job. It is held here once a week on Mondays.
Question. What is the speaker asking the people to do? Number 30. Last summer, Michelle took a tour of Europe. She was there for 2 weeks, and she went to 4 countries. Her favorite was Italy, because she enjoyed eating Italian food and visiting the beautiful art museums there. This year, she has decided that she will spend her whole vacation in Italy, instead of going to a few different countries. Question. What will Michelle do differently for her vacation this year?
では時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。